Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I got a sneeze. Now, by the way, that's open to phone calls as well as text. Good news, phone calls as well as text. There was an announcement overnight. You should know about it. Announcement overnight in the gubernatorial campaign. We have a third Republican candidate. Third candidate, Tim Ranthman from Campbellsport, right-wing guy. This guy's made QAnon references. He's the guy that put in a bill to just change the electors of Wisconsin back to Trump from Biden, even though Biden won the election here by more than 20,000 votes, even though that's been looked at by many courts, even though the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld it, U.S. Supreme Court. He still said, well, we'll put it in. The legislature can change it under the Constitution. They sat on it. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to do that until Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, gets in, because she said she would do that. It's easier to do it in advance. It's easier to do it in advance and then say, it doesn't matter what the election is, it's going for Trump because we have the gerrymandered majority. Ranthan then turned on Voss, if you recall, and Ranthan said that Voss had entered into a contract with Hillary Clinton's lawyers to put drop boxes in Wisconsin, as if that was the Democrats' idea. That was supported 6-0 by the Wisconsin Election Commission. 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. It was upheld by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which has 4 Republicans to 3 Democrats. This clown says this about Voss, and Voss says, I am going to strip him of his sole staffer. These guys all get one staffer. Not that they do anything. They don't do anything. But they have a staffer who sits there chewing his cud, looking at the door. He got stripped of his staffer as a status thing. Stripped of his staffer. They asked Voss why. He said, for spreading disinformation. They said, you mean spreading disinformation about the election, lying about Trump winning? No, not that. He's fine with that, but he spread disinformation about me, Voss, getting together with Hillary Clinton's lawyers. This is a sad party. I mean, pathological party. But in any event, this clown, Tim Ranthan, is now running for governor. Now, a couple of days ago, you remember on this show, I said that Tommy Thompson has got to get in this race. I'm saying that now at a higher decibel. He's got to get in this race for a couple of reasons. Tommy Thompson was a Republican, but he was elected 4 times. And he was elected with a lot of Democratic as well as Republican votes. He's basically a fair guy. He did the right thing by the University of Wisconsin as interim president. Did a nice job retiring in March. He can't say anything till March. This is only February. I get it. But if he's listening, I'll tell you what, this is a statement from one Democratic voice saying you've got to go in there and save your party. There'll be a general election. He'll run against Tony Evers. Tony Evers is a strong candidate. But if Tommy Thompson sits back and lets the Republicans nominate, because they're not going to nominate this Tim Ranthan. This guy is a few bricks short of a load. The elevator doesn't go to the top floor of this guy. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer at all. But who does he take votes away from? If he takes votes away from the Duchess of Foxconn and it goes to Kevin Nicholson, he's a guy with not only no experience in office, but he's a guy who falsely said the Democratic military veterans like me are traitors because we vote Democratic. The clown said that. I challenged him to a debate. He didn't accept. If you have a clown governor like that, the Republican Party is destroyed. But then if the Duchess of Foxconn gets it, the Duchess of Foxconn not only is not going to win, but if she ever did win, this state would start to swirl down the drain. She has said that she will make the presidential contest a beauty contest. And the legislature, the gerrymandered Republican legislature will pick the presidential electors in this state. She said that. She has said a lot of other things. Let me give you just an example. She was essentially just a cheerleader for Foxconn, where we got swindled at a promising over $4 billion, and we ended up paying darn near a billion to a company that had pulled this before, said they were going to make large screen TVs and haven't made anything. Then small screen, then coffee makers, electric vehicles. They were going to be consultants, strung us along. And Intel just built a $10 billion plant. I should say they just promised a $10 billion plant for Ohio. And they weren't getting $4 billion. They weren't getting squat. That's a good company. That's a good company with thousands of jobs. And the Duchess of Foxconn was the pom-pom girl for Walker. And he sat there signing a napkin, and she was jumping up and down with her pom-poms. But trying to show a little heft, here's what she's doing. Here's some quotes from her. Number one, she said, "We have to hire more mercenaries so we have a bigger, quote, army, end quote, than they do, the Democrats." Number two, she says to her people, "Did you bring your knives?" That's exactly what she said. "Did you bring your knives?" Third, she said, "We're going to ballot harvest and do all the things that the Democrats do that are illegal. And then when I'm governor, I'm going to shower with a metal brush," quote, metal brush, "and then I'm going to make it illegal what we just did." You can't have a governor like that. We at one time had Fighting Bob La Follette. Gaylord Nelson was governor. Pat Lucy, but not just them. Lee Dreyfus and Tommy Thompson. Lee Dreyfus, you're at the microphone, my friend. What's up? You're not at the microphone. Okay. Luke, I thought was at the microphone. He's not at the microphone. Luke, by the way, is the host of Dueling Tangents with Brian. Luke and Brian, Dueling Tangents, 2 p.m. every day. Good show. Good young perspective on the issues. But anyway, to get back to the Duchess of Foxconn. If the Republicans go into this thing with the Duchess of Foxconn, who talks knives, mercenaries, and metal hairbrushes, I should say metal shower brushes. I've never heard of a metal shower brush. And she talks about other stuff like that, canceling the presidential election. Nicholson says that Democratic military veterans are no good because they're traitors. And Ramphin is flat out of his mind, saying he's going to turn the electors even retroactively. And he quotes from QAnon. Is that the Republican Party? Is that the Republican Party? Tommy Thompson's got to get into it. Tommy Thompson has said that he has not ruled anything out, and he's not going to do anything till the middle of March, because I think his term winds down before the new guy comes in. But he's done a good job. I know Tommy Thompson, he's a decent guy. If Tommy Thompson runs for governor for the Republicans, that party is saved, in my view. He can talk to these guys. They were all going to roast him because as president of the system, he was going to put in some kind of mask requirement or vaccine requirement. And they said, "Oh, we're going to sue him." He said, "Go ahead." And they're afraid of him because they know very well he's the gold standard in the Republicans. So this is just a cry from the Democratic Party, from independents and others. Tommy, get in the race. We're going to a break. The lines are still open to phone calls and to text, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best that's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run."